Now, faithful listeners, we leave the present behind and fast forward 50 years into the future. Welcome to 2067. While we don't have a time machine yet, and nobody's found a tesseract that we know of, we do have science fiction writers to take us there. Kristen Simmons is a young adult author. Her latest book, Pacifica, about a flooded world, comes out next spring. Much of her work is shaped by a painful family history, and her idea of the future is no different. In 2067, Simmons imagines an Earth altered by climate change, with disappearing coastlines, droughts, and rampant disease.
It's going to cause some tension, obviously, between people when the planet starts failing on us. Someone from the EPA told me that every year 8 billion tons of plastic goes into the ocean, and that plastic breaks down into what they call microplastics, so these little beads of plastic. Those aren't stable enough to hold people right now, but in 2067, they may be. So you have, you know, larger pieces of trash, pieces of plastic that are holding together. You have netting, string, different kinds of fibers from clothes that start to net these pieces of plastic together. I think they may become solid enough to actually live on. I have a feeling that it will be the poor people who are displaced there, because I think our country has a history of displacing poor people. During World War II, a lot of Japanese Americans were considered hostile by the U.S. government, and so they were relocated into internment camps. My great-grandmother, Haru Tanaka, was moved into an internment camp in Crystal City, Texas. So the whole family was split up. But that's been what's informed my whole life, is this idea that because of who you are, you could be subject to removal. The way it worked with my great-grandmother is it was purely based on race. And I think that the same thing will happen if we're not careful in the future. I think that's a big thing that we need to be wary of. I hope that we will not see an increase of divisions, but I think that has kind of been our history, especially in this country, is that when things get tough, for instance, the world falling apart, we tend to look at what divides us rather than unites us. When really, with something as significant as climate change, we really need to be coming together to figure out how to solve these problems, how we're going to feed people, how we're going to live in a world that's kind of turning to trash in a lot of places. You know, and I think there will be some great things that'll come out of this. I'm hoping that we will have more efforts to do things like clean up the oceans, that we will have scientists that are going to come together to create things like the artificial pollination systems that will help grow hardier crops, that will be able to withstand the weather changes, that will develop vaccinations to things like malaria, and that they will be available for all people, not just the people who can afford it or get to it the fastest. I think for this to happen, we need to raise a younger generation to rely on each other more, to not pay attention to those things that divide us, but to the things that connect us, and how we can all work together to solve some of these problems.
Author Kristen Simmons, imagining the world 50 years from now. Her upcoming book, Pacifica, is out this spring. And we'll continue to hear more visions of the future in our 2067 series on The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.